With you this morning, I'd like for you to open your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Last week we spoke out of 1 Timothy chapter 1, and we used verse number 5, where the Word of God says the end of the commandment is charity or agape love, and that this springs out of a pure heart, out of a good conscience, and out of sincere faith. So we're going to continue today in the same line and probably, I don't know, to whenever the Lord sets us in a different direction. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:10, as every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Okay? So everyone is gifted. Look at the one next to you and say, you are gifted. You know, there's three types of gifts we can look at. There's natural gifts, where we have natural abilities. Like I have a natural ability in, where's my natural ability in? I would say in basketball, but that ain't too great. I've got talk, not game. All right. But so many people, some are built with natural abilities, yeah, things that you just can naturally do. And then there's the gifts that are acquired, such as we go to school and we learn a trade or a field that we study in, and that's an acquired gift. But the gifts I want to talk to you today about is the gifts of grace, the gifts of the Spirit that are given to every man, to every person. And these gifts aren't determined by you. They're determined by God, and He pours them out by His grace and His mercy. Amen? So if we look in Ephesians chapter 4, we'll begin to read with verse number 11. The Word of God says that He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Today I want to focus your attention to verse number 12. The Word of God says that He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And today the title of this morning's message is The What Fors. What's this for? Why are we here? Why do we gather? What is it all about? It's for, we're gathered today that each and every one of us can be perfected, amen, that we, for the work of the ministry, that we may build each other up, amen. So let's just ask God to bless the preaching and teaching of His Word. Can we just lift the Word and make a declaration today in the house? Can we say this together? Say, I believe this is the written Word of God. God wrote this Word to me. I am what God's Word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's Word and my life will be changed. Lord, speak to me. I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Have your way in my life. I pray in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for Your Word. We're grateful that You sent Your Word here to accomplish what You sent it to this house to do this day. So, Father, I just pray right now before I begin to speak, Father God, Your Word, that the words that come forth out of my mouth come from You, that they will build up, encourage, and comfort the hearers that are gathered here today. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be yours. I thank you for every heart and life of everyone that's in this room. And Father God, I pray today that there not be one that leaves this house without being refreshed and renewed in you. And we'll never cease to give you honor and praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Man, I love Jesus because Jesus is easy to love. Amen. You know, sometimes I look through the eyes of Jesus, and sometimes in my flesh, I look at people, and sometimes people are hard to love. But when I look through the Spirit and I look through the eyes of Jesus, they're not hard to love. And God is love. So everything God wants to minister to you and I through every gift that he gives is all through the love of God. Amen? Amen? I don't know about you, but man, I'm not a romantic or anything like that. And I'm thankful for Bush, but hey, I had an opportunity to share. I've got a beautiful wife and family too, and you all have beautiful families, and God has blessed us all so much. We don't have to look too far to see how much we are blessed. Amen? And God wants to give us some more. Amen? He wants to take those things that are inside of us that have been laying dormant. He wants to put his hand upon those things, and he wants to activate the gifts that are within us. Amen? Because somebody in the house needs what you have. Listen to me. Someone in the house needs what you have. Everywhere there's a weakness, there's a strength, and everywhere there's a strength, there's a weakness. And God wants you to understand that we need one another. Amen? And so first he said he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of you and I. I lost my mic cover. Thank you, sir. I'm going to put this aside because since I already lost it once, it's going to fall off more times. Hallelujah. You know, I was looking at this perfection or being perfected, and in the Greek, it comes from the Greek word katartismos, 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 there you go. And katartismos means to be furnished or complete. It's just like when we give our hearts to the Lord, it's just like there's a new house. Your body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. And now the Holy Spirit's going to come in and refurnish the house. Amen. He's going to refurnish that house. And that's what the perfection means. So turn with me in your word today. And go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. There, say amen. You know why I can't find it in 12? Because it's in verse 13. It's in chapter 13. There we go. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Okay, you with me? You know, the Bible says we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong, and this we wish, even your perfection, okay, or your completion. In other words, when you and I come together, if we can acknowledge the need for one another, we can get connected better, okay? In other words, all of us have something that someone else needs. Everyone has something that the body of Christ needs as a whole. Everyone. He says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another of the manifold grace of God, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, in 1 Peter 4:10. So where I'm going here, listen to me. Our perfection comes from the connection. Our perfection comes from the connection. I've got something here. I used this before, but I've got it this morning. I want to just illustrate something. It's not real. Thank God. This is an amputated limb of a body. We got the lower leg and the foot, right? Now, a limb or that's been broken or torn off from a body or amputated can't be grafted back into the body. And you can't, and when you, if you graft something else into a body, your body wants to reject it, okay? Because it really doesn't belong. And there's one thing that connects us all together in the body of Christ, no matter what part or what limb you are in the body, it's love. It's love. You know, that's why the Apostle Paul says in Colossians chapter 3, verse number 13, he instructs us, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. The bond, the love, is what joins the body parts together. If you bond something together, you're connecting it. You're like if we put glue and we're gluing something together, the glue is the bond. The bond that's going to glue us together as a body is love. Amen? So we can say the perfection comes through the connection by the affection. Hey, that's a pun on words. Amen? So if we have that, we have the perfection comes in the connection through the affection or through the love. Amen? And not, turn with me to James chapter 3. James chapter 3 a moment. We're talking about being perfected. He says in 3:2, for if any in many things we offend all, if any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Amen. In other words, if we could control this little member, amen, part of our connection. You know, the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. So what we have the perfection that comes from connection, that comes from the affection. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. You know, if you were to graft a member into your body, for example, if you had cancer and you had a bone marrow transplant, they would have to give you an injection because your body would want to throw away what was injected because the bone marrow didn't belong to you. So they would inject you with something that would fool your body. Are you following me for a moment? That so your body would receive the other members. Okay? So we find that the perfection, us being complete because we need each other, it comes into connection with our affection of love and not rejection. We're not to reject one another. We're to receive one another. And it comes by the injection. In other words, and what is the injection comes in 1 John chapter 2. Kind of a little different thing. Your perfection is in the connection, by the affection, not the rejection, but by the injection. The injection would be, by whosoever keepeth the word, his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that abideth in him ought also to walk, even as he walked. Amen? So in this newness, what God is saying to us, he gave us some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of our saints, for our completeness. The perfection comes with our connection by the affection, not by rejection, and we have it by the injection of God's word. Because you should know the truth, and the truth is what shall make you free. The truth is the life. This is the life that God gave us. He gave us in His Word. In other words, if we allow these things to take place, and everyone in the house is more important than we are, then we allow our gifts flow and we minister to one another. You know, because I need you. I need you. I need your part. We need all the parts. See, when you were running, you were needed. But God grabbed you. He said He loved you. He's not going to change His mind. The call of God is irrevocable. It will not change. Amen. He may allow you to go so far, but all of a sudden He'll allow something to get your attention. Amen. I don't know about you, but He gets my attention. He gets my attention. And know whatever people say. See, people have a way of looking at people and judging people and saying all evil about people. And we're to see the good in people and not the evil. Everybody's got something wrong with them. There's no perfect man in this house. There's no perfect woman in this house. We just serve a perfect God. We serve a perfect God. And we allow His love and His mercy and His grace to flow through our lives so we bring life to everything we come in contact with by the love of God. Amen. Amen. You see, hey, you may not realize it or not, but you're helping to perfect me. And I'm helping to perfect you. And we're in this together. God never called any of us to be an island. This is what an island looks like in the body of Christ. This foot can't do a whole lot. You know what happens to it? What would happen to a dead limb, nurses and people in health, if it just, what would happen to this thing? Hazard waste. It becomes stinky and raunchy. God wants you to know you've got to be connected. Amen? You know what the world does that the church doesn't? There's men and women connected all over the world for evil. And God's saying, why won't the church wake up and get connected for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Why do we keep looking at what we have in difference? I don't like the way they look. I don't like the way they walk. I don't like the way he looks at me. You see the way he looked at me? Ha. Who's saying that? Hey, God wants to perfect us. He wants us to be matured. He wants to refurnish our dwelling. Amen? Amen? He called us together for a reason. Amen? And He ain't done yet. Amen. We haven't even begun to do what God's called us to do. Amen. We haven't even begun. We're just on the brink of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. Amen. You hear what His Spirit is saying? We're on the brink of breakthrough. Amen. We need to get excited about that. Amen. And how is it going to be accomplished? One another. Amen. We're going to do it together. Amen. I'll get excited about it. Amen. He says He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. Amen. Nobody wants to hear that word? Work. Work. That comes from the Greek word ergon. It's E-R-G-O-N. And it means action or doing. Amen. It isn't a bunch of talk. What speaks louder than words? Actions speak louder than words. If you love your neighbor, start acting like it. Hello? Are you with me? Hallelujah. I don't want to leave you behind. Praise God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Remember, as we opened up, and every man has received the gift, even so minister there, one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. In 1 Corinthians 12:28, the Word of God says, and God have set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers after the miracle. And after that, miracles. And after that, miracles. Look at the one next to you and say, you're a miracle in the making. Then gifts of healing. Then gifts of healing. Then gifts of healing. Amen. We're to bring it to the house. Helps. Governments. Diversity of tongues. And what are you saying? Is everybody has some kind of gift. Amen. We're to bring it to the house. We're to bring it for the benefit of the one next to us, or the one across from us, or the one over across the room. It isn't no longer I that liveth, it's Christ that lives in me. In other words, I'm fulfilling the commandment. He said, "The love of the Lord thy God with all the heart, mind, soul, and body, and love the Lord and love your neighbor as yourself." Amen. We're letting the love of God shine through our lives in our work that we do. What we're doing, whatever we do, we give God the glory for it. It's for His glory, and we'll be a blessing to everyone around us. Amen. How many in the room can stand a blessing?
Amen.
Come on. How many rooms can stand a blessing? The Bible says, God says, we're children of love. God says if one suffer, we suffer with them. If one rejoices, we rejoice with them. And in other words, as a body, if my hand hurts, my rest of my body gives it attention. My body doesn't reject the pain that I have in my hand. And when something tickles me and I rejoice, my whole body goes along with it. You hear what he said? Amen. So he's perfected us by our connection, by the affection, so that we can do the work that he's given you and I to do. Are you with me? Turn with me to Mark chapter 13, and we'll just look at the words of Jesus for a moment. Mark 13, verse number 34. He says, "For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch." Gave authority to who? Who is a servant? Can I see your hand if you're a servant? We're all servants of God. Amen. He gave authority to his servants. He said to his porter to watch. God placed me as a watchman over this ministry, not to lord over you, but to see that everything's done to the edifying, it's done decently and it's done in order, and that it brings glory to God. So what we're doing is we're bringing all of our gifts into the body. We're letting them flow. We're putting our hands to the plow. We're not looking back. We're all children of God. We're doing this together. It's a team effort. This afternoon, there's going to be the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. They're going to meet on the field. And if either team have self-centeredness and don't play as a team, they're going to lose the battle. They're going to lose the game. But the team that works together in unity is going to be victorious. Amen. And there's no stars in this. He is the star. He is the bright and morning star. He is the fairest of 10,000 to our souls. We're just little glistening, I don't know what, or something or another. Amen. But we're all part. He has plans in every life. He loves us all. Amen. He's got something for us to do. That's why the apostle said in 1 Corinthians 15:58, he said, "Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Amen. Ergon, action, doing. Amen. Yeah, so what he's saying to you and I, hey, we're to be action Jacksons. Amen. Amen. There ain't a dead person in the house. How many are alive in Christ Jesus? We're not dead. And we're not done. Amen. God's got something he wants to do in every heart and life, and he wants something that he wants to do in this world. There's a world that's lost and dying, going to hell, and we have the answer. Amen. And we just come out of ourselves and just allow our gifts to flow in the body of Christ, all of a sudden you'll see the thing start springing and growing and flowing. Amen. It was sort of like the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 5. He's speaking to his student Timothy. He said, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry." Amen. Amen. Keep your eyes open. Amen. Hey, endure afflictions. You know, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of it all. We live in a world that has good and evil. And how many know that bad things happen to good people? Hello? Hello? Amen. You know, so we're in this world, we're not of this world. Amen? And you know what I have? And you have? The joy of the Lord is our strength. So no matter what comes my way, or no matter the adversary throws my way, I know that God is greater than whatever he brings. Amen? Amen? And my joy isn't coming from the things of this world, it's coming from him. Joy unspeakable in the fullness of glory. Amen? What is he talking about? He says he gave us some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. The edifying comes from the Greek word oikodome. It's spelled O-I-K-O-D-O-M-E, oikodome. And oikodome means to encourage or confirmation, to confirm one another. Amen?
Amen.
How many can use a word of encouragement? How many have heard enough junk about you that people said that you were no good, you never be nothing, you never accomplish nothing, you never do nothing, and they're all liars? Amen? God says you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. Hallelujah? Amen? You get the mindset of who you are. I'm a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? I can do everything he said I can. Amen? So what does he want to do? He wants to continually to build us up. Amen? Amen? I hope everybody in the house gets encouraged today. You know something? If you don't get encouraged today, I missed something from the Lord. Because the Lord said he was going to build you up today. That he was going to encourage you. Many people have torn you down. There's words that came that said that ruined you inside. But God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Amen? 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 You get a hold of what God says about you. Amen? He says, I'm blessed. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm blessed going in and coming out. No matter what you do against me, hey, I'm not fighting with people. I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rules of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. My battle isn't with people. And if I put people's face on something, I've given room to the adversary. I'm not battling people. Amen? Amen. The devil wants you to look at someone. The devil wants you to make it personal, and it's not personal. We've got an adversary we're in fight with. Amen? Let's not get confused and fight with one another. Amen? There's been enough backbiting and gossiping and strife going on in the body of Christ. We don't want to feed that any longer. Amen? Amen. And God wants to bring something together. I tell you what, when the body is operating and flowing together, you're going to see all kinds of stuff. You're going to see the power gifts. You're going to see the speaking gifts. You're going to see gifts flowing here and there and everywhere. God's going to be moving. When you walk through the door, he'll start moving in the lobby. People will be healed when they walk through the doors. They don't have to wait till they get to the sanctuary because the presence of God is here. Because you're a child of God and his presence is in you. And great is he. Amen? Amen? You've got to just let that spirit flow through you. Let them gifts of God flow. They don't belong to you anyway. God's just using you as a vessel to pour through. Ha! Amen. All right. I got it. Are you with me? Amen? God wants to build you up. Turn with me to Romans 14. Verse number 17. The word of God says, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that is in these things serveth Christ as acceptable to God and approved to men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Let's look for something to build our brother and our sister up. Amen? Not that your head gets so big, that our heads get so big, but how many like compliments? Compliment someone. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. You know, the Apostle Paul said as these gifts are flowing, he speaks of the gift of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 13, and 1 Corinthians 14. But in 1 Corinthians 14, 26, he says this. He says, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you have a psalm, have a doctrine, have a tongue, have a revelation, have an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. Let everything be done to build someone up. You know, I don't have to tell anybody how bad they are. I want to tell you how good he is. Amen? Amen? Hey, I've been around the block. I don't think there's anybody here that's done anything that I haven't done. God's grace and his mercy forgave me. And that's, he's no respecter of persons. The same thing he did for me, he'll do for you. Amen. I mean, he set me free. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. It's things that I couldn't do, but I trusted in him, and he did them for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And let me say something to you. If you don't think just because I'm the pastor of the church and involved in ministry and whatever, that I don't face trials and tribulations and storms. I face trials and tribulations and storms just as you do. But I know greater is he. Amen. I know who has my back. He's got my front. He's got my side. He got my back. Amen. He got my back. Amen. I'll tell you what. You know, when two brothers, God gave us armor, that the armor was in the front. Amen. When you put on the armor of God, it's all in the front. Your back's in it. God wants you to know he's got your back. He's got your back. He's got your back. You know, even when I was running from the Lord, he preserved me and kept me and prevented so many things in my life. Amen. Because he got my back. Because of the call. I ain't going to mess with him. I'm just going to answer the call. Whoa. When he showed me the things that were coming, I said, whoa. Hey, Tristan, I didn't have anybody point a gun at me and shoot at my head five times. Amen? Amen? But we all been through something. We all been through some battle. We all been through some tests. And God has been faithful. Amen? Amen. You know he's been faithful. You know how I know he's faithful? You're here today. Amen? Any good? All the time? God is good. Amen. Should I shut up? 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I haven't heard enough amens yet. When I hear amen, that means you got it. If I don't hear amens, you didn't get it, and I got to keep going. Amen? You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
I'm being honest with you. Amen? If you get it, you say amen. You say amen, I can move on. You don't say amen. I say you haven't got it yet. I got to keep going. So, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 8 says, for though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord have given us for your edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. Amen. So he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen? And in other words, to confirm us, to build us up. So he says in Ephesians 4:29, he says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. In other words, when I speak bitterness and ugliness about my brother, I grieve the Spirit of God. because he loves that person so much that he died on the cross for them. And if he loves you so much that he died on the cross for you, how should I say something evil about you? Amen? How many know that we're all a work in progress? You know, I want you to understand our sanctification is a process. It takes our entire lifetime. We go from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. But we don't want to go to glory to glory to glory. You get the point. The kingdom of God is about moving forward. In other words, there's nothing behind and everything's in front of you. Amen? Amen. So in closing today, what is simply God saying? He is saying, hey, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, till we all get it, till we all come together. Amen? That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to knit us together. Knit us together. He's trying to knit our hearts together. Amen? If one could put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000, what could take place for the kingdom of God if we get knitted together? Amen? Amen? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful that